This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Asan Iqbal's speech gets wrong about reform. What happened? Pakistan's planning minister Asan Iqbal addressed an education forum calling for a complete overhaul of how teachers teach and what students learn. His core argument: lecture-based classrooms are obsolete, and the country needs educators who can prepare young people for the modern world. The speech framed curriculum reform not as a policy issue, but as a national survival question. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you want people to act, stop describing the problem and start owning the solution. Iqbal gets partial credit here. He chose a strong framing device by positioning education reform as preparation for citizenship, not just employment. That is smart. It widens the audience immediately. Teachers, parents, employers, and politicians all have a stake in world-class citizens. Narrow framing would have lost half the room before he finished his first sentence. But then he stalled. Calling for comprehensive reforms is the rhetorical equivalent of ordering some food at a restaurant. It signals awareness without demonstrating authority. The moment a speaker uses language that broad, they're telling the audience, "I know there is a problem, but I am not ready to be accountable for the solution." That is fatal for a planning minister. Your title is literally about specifics. The deeper failure is the contrast problem. He told teachers to move beyond lecture-based teaching while delivering a lecture. That contradiction is not minor. It is the whole ballgame. When your method contradicts your message, your audience keeps the method and forgets the message. Every time. This is why the most effective reformers do not just argue for change. They model it in real time. A minister serious about interactive learning should have run part of that session as a workshop, asked questions, invited pushback, demonstrated the exact behaviour he was prescribing. The fix is straightforward. Pick one specific reform. Name one school that is already doing it. Describe one measurable result. Then invite the room to build from there. Specificity is not just clearer, it is braver. And audiences always reward courage over caution. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility under pressure gives you a framework for aligning your delivery method with your actual message. Because the moment those two things split, you lose the room regardless of how strong your argument is. Iqbal's speech is a textbook case of what happens when a speaker's format betrays his content. The takeaway. Before your next speech or presentation, write down one specific, nameable example that proves your point. Not a category of examples. One real story, one real number, one real place. If you cannot find it, you are not ready to speak yet. Find it first, then build your remarks around it. That single anchor will do more work than 10 minutes of well-intentioned generalities. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.